My name is Martin Booth, and I'm here because I'm secretary and a director of Hudswell Community Pub Limited, and we raised the finance from a share issue and from some other sources to buy and reopen and run the village pub in Hudswell. And I'm going to speak a little bit, briefly, about how we use a share issue to buy the pub, what the effects of having a community ownership of a pub are on running the pub, and on the challenges we faced in setting it up. The pub had been shut for a year or so before we got together and decided we needed to do something about it. The previous owners had unfortunately gone bankrupt. It was the middle of this credit crunch. Nobody was prepared to buy it. It didn't look like it had been a marginal business, and therefore there wasn't a lot of interest. But it was the only pub in the village, in fact, virtually the only facility in the village. And so some of us decided that we needed to do something about this. To cut a long story short, we decided that the way to go would be to form a cooperative and issue shares to members of the co-op in order to raise the bulk of the finance. We did also get some grant aid. But the bulk of the money to secure the pub for the village came from issuing shares to, initially in the first instance, we had about 140 members. That was at the point when we bought the pub. We now have 190 members. We have about 80 members from the village itself, and the rest are from mainly nearby towns, Richmond, other parts of the northeast, Teesside in particular, but also all over the country and in fact all over the world. People have bought shares, I think, because those of us that use the pub regularly wanted the pub reopened and felt that some that was owned by the community would stand a much better chance of being successful. Others have bought shares because they believe in the idea of community ownership of local assets, and also because they like to buy into the romantic idea of buying a small part of a Yorkshire Dales pub running in a traditional way, and perhaps coming there once or twice a year to their pub. I think having the pub owned by the village and by its members does affect the way the pub is run to some extent. We made it very clear when we reopened the pub that we wanted to let at least two tenants to run the licensed business, so they are responsible for running the licensed trade. We own the asset and we set the parameters, but it's their job to run the pub, and therefore there is a distinction between ourselves and the tenants. Nevertheless, of course, people who are members and villagers do have views on the way that the pub should be run, and we encourage them to talk directly to Jackie and Margaret, who are our tenants and who run the business. In many ways, I think having 190 members as it is now has been a big advantage. It's certainly encouraged people to use the pub more than they used to, and all of the people who are members use it more and also bring their friends and family to it and are proud to introduce people to their community pub. So it's been a big asset to building up the trade. The challenges we faced, I think, really were, in the first instance, scepticism. And there were scepticisms from two key parties. One was the bank, who effectively owned the pub because they had repossessed it. And they were extremely sceptical about the idea of raising funds from large numbers of people. But in the end, because we had promises adding up to the amount of money they wanted, and because there were no other buyers in the field, I think they did agree to sell it to us, and we were able to do so. The other sceptics were some people in the village who thought that the idea of raising finance from so many people and also running a pub through an organisation was not something that would work. I think we've managed to prove them wrong. I do think that this model of pub ownership in villages is an ideal answer to what is an epidemic of pub closures across the country. Because you don't have any debt at the end of this process, and because you have so many owners who are committed to using it, it's ideally suited to a marginal business in a village setting.